Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rivera. I'm calling from Milford Limited. Thank you for applying for our marketing director position. We were very impressed with your resume, especially the large amount of experience speaking in public you've had at other marketing firms. Public speaking is definitely a requirement for our position. We'd like to invite you to interview with us next week. Can you please let me know when you'd be available to come to our office? Thanks.
Number 71. What field does the listener most likely work in? Number 72. What job requirement does the speaker mention? Number 73. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hi, everyone. This meeting shouldn't last too long. I just want to go over our company's plans for the Redgrove Marathon that's happening next month. So, we'll be sponsoring a food station for the runners and their families. It's going to be a long race, so let's use this opportunity to promote some of our newest protein bar flavors, the mint chocolate and berry blast, for example. Leanna, why don't you oversee the selection of the protein bars for the run?
Number 74. What event is the speaker discussing? Number 75. What does the company most likely sell? Number 76. What does the speaker ask Leanna to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to Radio 4 London. With me in the studio tonight is Anne Pochon, the well-known French photographer who just recently published her autobiography. Anne spent nearly a decade compiling her personal photographs and memories, which resulted in a handsome illustrated volume that is available in bookstores now. The autobiography was released at the perfect time. Ms. Pochon's private collection of photographs was just sold to the Gateway Art Museum, where an exhibition of her work is set to open in June. Anne and I will discuss her career and future plans after a short commercial break.
Number 77. Who is Anne Pochon? Number 78. What does the speaker say will happen in June? Number 79. What will the speaker most likely do next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
As you know, the chemical industry convention is coming up in May, and the four of you have been selected to attend. You'll be participating in demonstrations and workshops promoting our many chemical products. I know this will be your first time representing our company, and you'll probably have questions as you prepare, but remember, we have all the convention information available for you, and I went to the convention last year. Also, when you return from your trip, we'll ask you to give a presentation to your colleagues on what you learned about our competitors and potential customers.
Number 80. What does the company sell? Number 81. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"I went to the convention last year"?
Number 82. What does the speaker want the listeners to do when they return? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
Welcome to Rockstone Bank. Over the next 6 weeks, you will complete an internship that aims to teach you the basics of banking. At the end of the internship, you will have the opportunity to apply for a permanent bank teller position. Now, I'd like to introduce our branch manager, Ms. Leah Enfield. Ms. Enfield has worked at Rockstone Bank for 25 years. She will begin your orientation today with a presentation on our corporate culture, that is, the way we do things here at the bank. Now, please join me in welcoming our branch manager, Ms. Leah Enfield.
Number 83. Why are the listeners at Rockstone Bank? Number 84. What is Ms. Enfield's position? Number 85. What will Ms. Enfield speak about? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following tour information.
Hello, and welcome to Coldwell Family Farm. Today at our farm, you'll have the opportunity to tour the fields and go inside our greenhouses to see a wide variety of flowers. You'll also hear from our farmers, who will share with you what it takes to grow such fresh, beautiful flowers. But remember that this is an outdoor tour, so please take your hats, sunglasses, and anything else you need to protect yourself from the sun. We'll end the tour in our farm store, and all of our flower pots are 20% off. Enjoy!
Number 86. Where is the talk most likely taking place? Number 87. What does the speaker remind the listeners to do? Number 88. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"All of our flower pots are 20% off"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following instructions.
Thanks for coming to this informal training session. So, this new scheduling software is something all managers will be using from now on. It's not complicated, but a couple of its features are different from our old scheduling software. I've already got it open on my computer, so let's look at the spreadsheet with employees' names. First, after entering the hours for an employee, remember to hit Save, not Next. You have to save one person's data before you can enter the next. Oh no, my computer seems to have stopped working. Let me restart it and try again. I'm sorry for this interruption.
Number 89. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 90. According to the speaker, what should the listeners remember to do? Number 91. Why does the speaker apologize? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Nina Hudson, and this is Nibble, the weekly podcast about the history of food. On today's episode, I'll be talking about cutlery and other eating utensils, why some cultures primarily use chopsticks to eat and others use forks and knives. But before we get started, I'd like to announce that for the first time ever, Nibble is going to be broadcasting an episode live next month. You can find information about how to be in the studio audience on our website. And while you're there, You can also submit a review of our program to let us know what topics you'd like us to cover in the future. That'll only take a minute.
Number 92. What is the topic of this week's podcast? Number 93. What does the speaker say will take place next month? Number 94. Why does the speaker say?
That'll only take a minute.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and order form.
Hello, this message is for Howard. I'm calling from the sales department at Evergreen Technology. I was in your print shop just yesterday to order some business cards for my salespeople. Well, I see now that I made a mistake on the number of cards we need for Barbara Reynolds. I'll actually need to double the order of Barbara's cards. If that's not a problem, I'll stop by the shop tomorrow afternoon to pick up everyone's cards at the same time.
Number 95. Which department does the speaker work in? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which quantity needs to be changed? Number 97. What does the speaker say he will do tomorrow? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list of services.
Hi, Kim. I'm calling about the preparations for opening our new restaurant. I just stopped by the building to check on the dining room renovations, and I was really pleased at how good the place looks. I've also checked into merchant service companies that process credit card payments for small businesses, and I sent you a list of the best features that each company offers. There's one that doesn't charge for the equipment we need to read the credit cards, so that's an attractive feature. But another company allows people to pay at the table using their mobile phones. I think customers would really appreciate that convenience, so I suggest using that one.
Number 98. What type of business is being launched? Number 99. What does the speaker say she is pleased about? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which company does the speaker want to use?